This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say two Louisville, Kentucky police officers have been shot and wounded during protests over a lack of charges in Breonna Taylor's death. Interim Louisville Police Chief Robert Schroeder said Wednesday night that one person was in custody. He says one officer was alert and stable. The other was undergoing surgery, but is stable. He says the officers had gone to investigate reports of gunfire when they were shot. He says they're both expected to recover. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris are calling for a policing reform in response to the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to indict police officers on criminal charges directly tied to Breonna Taylor's death. Biden said that while a federal investigation continues, more needs to be done to deliver justice in the case. He added excessive force by police and other issues need to be addressed. U.S. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, tweeted that he was praying for the two police officers shot and wounded in Kentucky during Wednesday's latest protest. South Korea on Thursday accused North Korea of firing at a South Korean government official and burning his body and urged the North to punish those responsible. The man was a government official who disappeared from a South Korea ship checking on potential unauthorized fishing in waters where several inter-Korean naval skirmishes have occurred already. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the missing official was on North Korean shores Tuesday afternoon, but it's still unclear how he ended up on the north side. This is VOA.